This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
I feel blessed to be here, so thanks for bringing the bill.
Members of the House Health and Welfare Committee invoked their faith Wednesday as they approved a bill to expand the wait time for abortions to 72 hours. Representative Doty Horton of Houghton quoted the Old Testament.
God creates life. He says he forms the baby in the womb, and he knew our parts before they were formed, actually.
And Bossier City Representative Mike Johnson made reference to a lawsuit in Missouri, which is challenging the same law.
I just want to go on record and say if the Satanic Temple wants to bring a challenge to this new law, I'll be delighted to defend it pro bono, free of charge.
The next bill, requiring legislative approval for any future state waiver allowing able-bodied adults to get food stamp benefits, prompted the same lawmakers to different comments.
Louisiana's always been known that we're a welfare state. And I'd love to be known as a state who stopped a cycle because we want to break the cycle of hopelessness and despair.
Louisiana had the waiver for 19 years till Governor Jindal let it lapse at the end of his term. Governor Edwards renewed it once he took office. It currently gives 31,000 residents $194 of food benefits per month for up to 3 months in a 3-year span. It's 100% federally funded. Mike Johnson still disapproves.
Our public policy should be about a healthy work ethic. Correct. And just to clarify for the record, this is taxpayer money, right?
Yes.
It's federal money, but it's our money too.
It's federal money, but it's taxpayer money.
Can you appreciate the outrage that we have over this situation?
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.